Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today, over the phone, we are joined by TJ Cartwright, a.k.a. The Blind Hunter. TJ, pleasure to have you on today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
No, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Of course, always good to promote organizations like the one you are running with On Target and The Blind Hunter. You guys are doing a fundraiser to try and help money. So I think a good money for your organization, I think a good place for us to kind of start is your story personally. So what makes you do this charity work? What made you become The Blind Hunter?
Actually, almost exactly 12 years ago, 12 years ago exactly last week, I went completely blind due to a hunting accident. I was out hunting, and I got in front of the shooter, and they were following the deer, and they shot me, and it hit me in the face. And all the blood that I lost caused a blood clot in the back of my brain, and it sat on the top of my optic nerve, which made me lose my eyesight completely.
And, you know, it's one of those things where it's a story that it starts with some tragedy, but due to that, you've been really able to be an inspirational force across not just Utah, not just across the Castle Country, but kind of across the United States. I mean, you have really taken this tragedy and you've turned it into such a positive through your organizations and through your actions as underneath the moniker of The Blind Hunter. Now, the one thing we really want to focus on today is your organization On Target. And for people who might not be familiar with it, what are you trying to accomplish with On Target?
So On Target, just so everybody does know, On Target owns The Blind Hunter. But On Target is my nonprofit. What we're trying to accomplish with the nonprofit is basically the same thing as we were trying to accomplish with The Blind Hunter, is we're trying to take people out with disabilities, get them back into hunting and fishing and camping, get them back in the outdoors and know that they can be just like everybody else. And just because you have a disability, it shouldn't stop you. And there's no limits to what you can't do. And our motto at On Target is everybody deserves a shot. So,
and I couldn't agree with that more. I think everybody does deserve a shot, especially when it comes to the world of the great outdoors. It's such a beautiful feeling you get out there as you're experiencing nature, whether it be fishing or hunting. And it's something that you guys are trying to make sure is accessible to everyone. I think that's a very noble cause that you are undertaking.
Yes. So that's what we mainly work on too, is accessibility. We try to inform people. I try to inform mainly blind people just because that's how I know who to inform, because that's what I am. So I teach them about rifle scopes to help you line up, adaptive technology to death grip bipod that I use to help me shoot better, everything like that. I just try to get everybody updated as best as I can on all the equipment I use, so.
And, you know, of course, with this being a nonprofit, one of the things that you're going to need is a way to raise some money. And you guys are doing that through an opportunity drawing. And you have several great prizes up for grabs during this drawing. So if people are to enter this drawing, what kind of prizes are they looking at receiving?
Oh, so it's really super awesome. We're giving away either a compound bow or a crossbow. The compound bow is the Phase 429 Matthews compound bow. It's in a 70-pound bow with a 28-inch draw. And just so everybody knows, if that length doesn't fit you and you're not a 28-inch draw, you can take it into any archery shop and they will change the length for you for $50.
And, you know, something you and I were talking about a little bit before we came on air today is that this is an incredible deal if you are to win this drawing. I mean, you're looking at pieces of hunting equipment that are about $1,400, and you have a chance to win them for relatively cheap if you can come away with the win in this opportunity drawing.
Yes, you can get it for super cheap. And the compound bow is going for $1,400 retail sale, and the crossbow is the Mission Sub 1 Light with the pro kit. It is going for $2,100. So get some tickets. You can get a good bow for really, really cheap if you get lucky and win, but you won't win if you don't put in.
Yeah, no, you got to take that first step and enter this. Now, if people want to enter, they want to buy some tickets for this, how can they do that?
Okay, everybody could just go to www.theblindhunter.org. And there should be something on the website that you can, you'll see it. It'll say fundraiser, or I'm really not sure what my wife put it down as, but I think you just go in there and you find it, say Zeffy or fundraiser, it'll say. And you just click that and buy tickets and get the information. And
yeah, you can pick up a single ticket for $10, and you can buy 15 tickets for a very good deal of $100. And all of this, again, is going back into this nonprofit, helping people who may find themselves battling disabilities with an opportunity to try and go out, get outdoors, fish, hunt, whatever it may be. Now, TJ, as you've kind of gone through your time as the blind hunter and with On Target, what do you think has been the most rewarding part of this experience for you?
Oh, so far, it had to be just I've only, through my blind hunter, I took one person out last year. His name is Cade Harlow. He's a completely blind hunter in Idaho as well. And I raised a little bit of money, and we got him a hunt in Utah. And that's where all my family lives, so everybody helps me there and all that stuff. So we got him a hunt in Utah, and he bought a general deer tag, and we took him last year. And we got him in here, and just to hear the excitement, and it was funny because it was a little deer, but he's so proud. And that's all that means to me. It's an awesome accomplishment for a blind person to kill a deer in the first place, and just for him to do that, it made me realize why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I do what I do because I thought I would never hunt again. But then we found out that I could watch YouTube videos, and I knew I could hunt, and I know that changed my life going back hunting. So I want to make that change for everybody else in their life.
You know, it's one of those things where whenever you see it, it just makes your heart warm a little bit. You can't help but smile when you see a story like this, and you are aiming to make this happen more and more frequently, and I love what you guys are doing over at On Target and with the Blind Hunter. Now, TJ, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I just want everybody to know what Michael Jordan used to say, you get 0% of your shots if you don't take them. So put in buy some tickets and see if you can get lucky and win a bow for cheap. And trust me, these Matthews bows are really, really, really super awesome. So
you can't go wrong with it. And it all goes towards a great cause. TJ, it's a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was TJ Cartwright, the Blind Hunter, and we were talking about their upcoming opportunity drawing for a Matthews Phase 4 compound bow or a Mission Crossbow Sub 1 with a pro kit. You can get tickets for this drawing. Single tickets cost $10. You can get 15 for $100. They're going to host this drawing on September 30th. For more information, you can visit theblindhunter.org or The Blind Hunter on Facebook. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.